Welcome to the John 3:16 show. Today, we're getting some wisdom from Carlos Santana.
It's so wonderful to connect one more time with the heart of New York, the center of the world, and bring a message of hope and courage.
Have you been on a stage, in the last 16 months or so during this pandemic?
The first one was last weekend at the new home for the Raiders.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, my brother and friend Mark Davis invited us to, pop the place. And we had a lot of fun. It's very wonderful to connect one more time with people's hearts.
Yeah.
In that volume of, of it in multitude.
Well, also, yeah, just to see, we were talking earlier about just to see so many people gathered together, and especially in this city, which, a lot of frontline workers were there, nurses and doctors and people who have really been, out on the front lines all during this. What did you hope the message was?
The message is that we can transmogrify fear and darkness. We can coexist with unity and harmony, accepting our totality, accepting our own light, and we can create miracles and blessings.
I've spoken to so many artists throughout the COVID-19 pandemic who talk about being able to feed off of that energy from the audience. What was it like tonight, this particular audience?
Very thirsty. They're very thirsty. And we're bringing a living water, which is sound resonance vibration. And so it feels very invigorating to know that we are at the right time, at the right place, to present to them another frequency, different than fear, darkness, and separation, which is what we've been sort of dealing with the last 2 years, And most people have crystallized their intentions in this time of sort of incubation, You crystallize your intentions, motives, and purpose, and then you really prioritize, why am I in this planet?
And for you, that's, for the last 2 years, that you feel like you've been doing that also in your own life.
Oh, yes. Yes. And so it's, you have a lot more equilibrium, balance, and confidence.
And, I have to say, the other day, I rewatched your Woodstock performance.
Oh, yeah.
That 45-minute incredible performance that really made you an international superstar. Can you believe it's been over 50 years since that moment?
Where I am, time is an illusion. Where I am, I discard time and gravity.
I want to be there. I want to be there too.
I'm
stuck in gravity and stuck in time. I'm lame.
No.
Yes.
You just have to spend more time with your heart and less time up here.
Well, yeah, I do. You are like speaking to my soul right now. You absolutely. You don't even know me and you know this.
Because that's what's happening with everybody. We've been bamboozled. We were imbued. Before we came out of the womb, we were imbued with heavenly powers, which means we can create miracles and blessings. But the world, it programs. There's imbued and being programmed. They program us to believe that you're a wretched sinner, unworthy of your own light. I don't think so. you can keep that those beliefs to yourself, man. I am made in the same essence that God is, which is, and you can look it up in the Bible, he made us in his image. And God is only good. Anything that's less than that, there's a lot of Godzilla energy in the Bible with jealousy, and if he doesn't like something, he'll flood it. No, that's not God. God is love. So just like you update your phone and your laptop, we need to update the Bible and the Constitution.
I feel like I need you to record some sort of hype man, something for me to listen to in the mornings.
Because I was actually thinking of more like a daily Carlos Santana meditation thing that I could just log on to every day and kind of get a little rethinking of a reshaping of my mind.
Gratitude is very powerful. When you say that word, even before you say it, because we're at that place that you can program your whole molecular structure to say, today I'm only going to contemplate and entertain thoughts that are inspiring and elevating. Anything else, I'm going to go, no. That's going to put me in a misery ditch. I'm going to be sad, lonely, and depressed. No, that's boring. That's predictable. I don't want to be boring. I want to be effulgent.
Well, speaking of things,
this
though,
is
that...
the best interview ever. You're blowing my mind. But you also, your new album is called Blessings and Miracles,
yes.
Which I love. I mean, what are the blessings and miracles? First of all, what can we expect with the album?
I love to see people cry and laugh and dance at the same time, because it means that my metaphor is like when you see a shaggy dog that's totally wet, you know, and he starts shaking out the water, and then he creates a rainbow next to the sun. Mm. But because that water shakes up, we ward off fear. We ward off lack of self-worth, you know. So I love all the things that I learned from all the people that I love, John Coltrane, Mahatma Gandhi, Dolores Huerta, you know, people who are still alive today, Harry Belafonte. I love who I'm becoming, because I'm becoming those, you know, Martin Luther King. I'm becoming those that had impeccable integrity on a very, very high level. Mm. And so it's fun to be Carlos now.
I bet. The new album comes out in October. I can't wait to hear it and the new sounds. The phrase you used earlier, living water? No, it's like living water?
Yes.
The music and the vibrations are like a living water.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes,
I love that you're putting that out into the world.
I love what you're doing with the television. Yourself and Como and Don Lemon, you know, all of you are raising the bar, you know. And some people are going to resist because they kind of like living in this nightmare dream that they're living, you know. But you're raising the bar because what I focus on when you present you and Como and Don Lemon is Here It Comes Again. For the highest good of all people, impeccable integrity. Mm. If you're not with that, catch the next train, because this one's leaving.
Wow. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
It means a lot. Carlos Santana, it's truly an honor.
God bless. John 3:16.